Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We are the University of Louisville, sir. We can get what we want when we want. Period.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Padgett, we need to go back and apologize to him. He had to do 120 games.
And James Strebel.
I'm on your mind more than Kenny Payne is and his bump squad. How about that?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey! I'm 67 years old. I played for Southern High School. I can make 6 out of 7 jump shots. These guys came from high school, and they can't even hit a shot. I'm 67, can hit 6 out of 7 shots.
Wait, why is he doing 6 out of 7? Why is he using that number, Jack? 6 out of 7.
Because he's 67, so
yeah,
it makes sense.
Okay.
I apologize. I was trying to think what's
six
going
out
on
of seven
there.
For 67.
Yeah, but you would never do that. You would always say like 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10.
Yeah,
no one
exactly.
does 6 out of 7.
No, it's
hey,
odd.
I can hit 14 out of 16 any day when you line up against me. Look at Strebel.
Yeah.
Strebel's dressed up by the Sopranos today, Jack.
I kinda am, yeah.
He's in full New Albany gear.
Yeah, I
look
am.
Look at you.
I'm ready for some New Albany spring baseball.
I mean, you really are. You look like you live at the Little League field.
I do. During the summer, the spring and the summer, I do live at the Little League
you kinda
field.
You kind of have maroon Scotty D pants, but we
well,
know.
These are Bellarmine.
Yeah, but we know you'd stiff Scotty D and not go to his camp. So, you know, they're not Scotty D pants.
They're not. They are Bellarmine warm-ups that someone gave me many years ago.
You have Bellarmine warm-ups?
Well, my old boss used to be...
Is it laundry day right now at the Strebel household?
It's always laundry day.
Yeah, but I've never seen these pants from you.
I just pulled them out. They fit better now that I'm thinner. That's
okay.
The thing.
I've never seen these pants from you.
But I had the matching jacket and everything, so...
Oh, my God.
My old boss was married to Scott Wiegand, who's the athletic director, his assistant. She retired, so he had a bunch of Bellarmine stuff. He's like, hey, do you want some Bellarmine stuff?
I was going to burn it out back with the trash, but I decided to give it up. I mean, what's he doing here?
It was bigger. He's not as big as I am, so it's like, this stuff can't
You're a big man. You're a manly man.
It's because
that was the Adidas stuff. They're Nike now.
Well, it was before they switched.
You think he cares?
Nike. Yeah, I don't care.
You think Strebel cares about that?
I'll wear whatever, man.
All right, Andy Sweeney, that's me. James Strebel, Jack Grossman, Liquor Barn Studios.
Hello,
on
ladies.
This Wednesday. It's a weird Wednesday. It's a wet Wednesday. It's a stay out all night Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
It's there's a
night.
Lot going on, and I think Jack, is it your birthday today as well?
It is.
Oh,
25th
birthday. Wow, happy birthday, 2000. It's a big one. Yeah.
How about that?
Happy birthday, Jack Grossman. What kind of troubles he getting into tonight?
I'm gonna have a night. I did. Okay, so I want to get to Jack's night, but I also got thinking, like, what can we do? Like, what can we do? But I don't want to do what you know. Like Dan Issel's like, I'll get you a date, and then he gets $100 gift card, and then keeps the gift card for him and Sherry.
Right?
I don't know what to do.
You know, that's a
with
story
Jack.
That I will tell for decades.
Yeah,
yeah. Of course you will.
It should. It's better that Dan Issel did not set you up on a date.
Than using me to get $100.
The fact that he kept the gift card's the best part.
Well, I assume he kept it. Maybe he gifted it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Louis Rabault to dive into that. Dan, I'm sorry. I'm not asking you this. It's Sweeney. It's Strebel.
It's their fault.
It's not me.
It's The Take.
I would never ask you. I love you. Yes, I'll wash your feet. Give me one of those gummies when I come to Colorado.
I'll bring your slippers.
By the way, I got a... This is wearing slippers.
He's got slippers. 100% he wears
100%.
Slippers. And a robe. He's got a robe.
I got Issel in a robe.
Absolutely.
I do.
I hope he listens to us in a robe and slippers every once in a while.
I'd love that.
That's how I imagine
that would be a dream come true.
It'd be great.
Anyway. Oh, man. What are we going to do today, man?
There's a guy with a face mask right now on the screen who's playing soccer. He must know Jason. It's I'm Pig Man. Bet on me as Pig Man.
He did.
Ence is in the air right now to England.
He's on the way to London.
He's going
to
watch England and U.S. And if the U.S. wins, I mean, like, they're going to beat Ence up.
They're going to beat,
as Steve Rummage would say, the piss.
They would get the piss out of him.
out of Jason.
He was talking big, too. He was like, I was like, oh, tie with Wales, what's going on? He's like, if we beat England, I'm going to be laughing at all of them while I'm in England. Like, no,
yeah,
you're
sure
going to watch
will.
That in the room by yourself.
Yeah.
You're not going out to watch that game as an American, please.
And the girl he met on Facebook.
He's beating somebody over there.
Sailor Moon.
He's beating Sailor Moon.
England _ Sailor Moon Jenny.
Meet me by the Thames. There's a popcorn stand by the Thames. Meet me there.
Jack, what are you guys going to do tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, you and the boys going out. Let me guess. You're going to O'Shea's or we're going to St. Matthew's.
First, I'm going to Malone's first.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going to O'Shea's.
I think
yes.
I'm having a Little Caesars, Jack. I think that's why I'm picking up some pizzas on the way home. Jack's going to Malone's.
Yep. I mean, you just have to be Southern Indiana
or
Dixie Highway.
Yeah.
Like, you can't break away from that for 5 minutes.
No.
Like, we get it.
Every once in a while, if I go out to a fancy restaurant with my wife, that's the only time I'll do it.
A little fancy restaurant with my wife. Honey, why don't you just have the BLT? A meal's a meal. It's it's just protein.
That's all it is, honey. The BLT. You haven't had a good BLT in a while.
Is Jack going to hang out with any women tonight? Texter, I feel like you know the answer to that. The answer to that
is
rhymes with flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's not going to be any women there originally, right, Jack? I mean, none of your buddies have a girlfriend that have a couple friends like
and,
a
bring along
like a Jennifer who might be single or a Brittany or a Brandy or anything.
Somebody like that.
Nothing.
Well, there's a small chance because Ethan and some of his friends are going to be with us also. So maybe one of them has a single.
Great.
Yeah.
Bunch of gummies.
Yeah.
Strung out on gummies.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, you guys have a great time.
Yeah.
Ethan, bring some ladies along. There you go.
I don't think Ethan's bringing ladies.
No.
I mean, no offense to Ethan.
Maybe
a couple, but not enough to tip the balance.
What did he call him? He knew the...
Texas says Ence took a girl to England.
Did he?
I love when Jack turned his mic off.
I know, it's real
Jack's
quick.
Like, you know
boom,
what? We'll let it breathe.
I'm out of here.
We'll let it breathe until they talk TJD. We'll let it breathe.
I hope he did take a girl to England. I was not, bro. He's listening.
He's listening. In Charlotte.
Wow.
Ence did say, basically, you know, some of the guys around the office have issue with planes, but not him. He's like cocky. He's like, they gave me an upgrade.
Oh, he does like the pre-flight thing with TSA, like where he gets to have his own little special like check through. Like he didn't have to take his shoes off or anything.
Well, that's TSA pre-check.
That's what he does. Yeah, pre-check.
That's what people do, Strebel.
I don't do that.
Yeah, well, you should.
I'm not.
You don't fly.
I don't fly enough. Exactly.
It's $50 for 5 years.
Yeah,
it's the best thing ever.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's the best thing ever. But you know what I mean.
It's really not.
It's a very nice thing if you fly, but you don't fly a lot. So, yeah. There's no reason for you to do it.
In the past decade, I think I've flown 3 times.
Were your arms tired?
Is that Dan Issel, too? Issel start to the show.
Texas says happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you,
That's
Dexter.
Way too nice. Yeah. We have no idea how many people are listening today. 437-9680. It's The Take on ESPN 680. We can do a number of things. I know we have sound today. We're also busy. Lee Sterling coming up in about 20 minutes. Excuse me, Pat 40 going to join us. We'll have a blitz. The 5 o'clock hour will be open, so we have lots to do today.
Yeah, busy, busy.
And when I say busy, busy, we have nothing to do today.
Right. the Louisville game?
We literally have nothing to do today. Louisville does play tonight.
Yeah.
Kentucky plays in an hour.
Yeah, North Florida.
Okay, so Kentucky's going to be big, bad Kentucky in this game.
They are. They're
going
to score like
95
points.
They're going to score. They're going to dunk. Toppin's going to look great, and you guys are going to do stupid things on Twitter.
I can't wait for that.
You won't, but they will. Yeah, they will. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
I think most Kentucky fans are in the camp that I'm in. And that's talk to me if you beat UCLA and Michigan. I'm serious. Like, Andy, you know how many people offered me tickets for today's game? I had, like, 3 people DM me and say, you want to go to the game with Kellen. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do the show, and I don't want to see him play North Florida. Like, people – like, the Rupp Arena is going to be empty today.
Well, it's a 4 o'clock game. Yeah.
It's going to be empty. Yeah. And a lot of people are off work today. Like, a lot of – like, it's going to be – no, people are not buying into North Florida. They will
well,
not.
Of course they're not buying into no. North Florida. But that's the game you go.
They will be
it's like
bragging.
The Tiny Tim game that Jason Anderson talked about.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, the poors can go and have fun at Rupp Arena.
All the coal miners can
right?
go.
Right, like, oh, when they play in the Yum Center for the NIT, oh, the people that can't normally go now can go to the Yum Center.
For cheap.
And see them play. By the way, you can do that again.
Well, yeah, it's not too hard to do the Yum Center this year.
Texas says, is Ethan going to bring the 5 stars or the 3 stars, Jack?
Hopefully some 5 stars.
A few more Gabe Cups.
Yeah. Gabe Cups, maybe.
I got to leave more Gabe
Anton
Cups alone.
Gill.
I did tell an IU fan, you better win it this year because you're going to stink next year. And I felt bad about it immediately.
Oh,
I'm like, let them have their moment.
Let them
have their moment, okay?
Normally, I'm with you, but then the Sheriff Woodies of the world immediately it contradicts that, and I'm like, no, don't have your moment, Sheriff Woody. How about that? Don't have your moment.
How about that?
Chronic Hoosier, you don't have your moment.
You don't want anyone to have their moment.
No, I don't. Just me.
Isn't it?
Just Kentucky.
But you don't have it anymore.
Just Kentucky.
But Strieble, you
that's
don't.
It.
Kentucky doesn't have it anymore.
I know.
That's the basis of everything.
That's why I'm bitter about it. If I can't have it, I don't want anybody to have it.
Well, we got to have somebody have it. Somebody. Well, Scott Satterfield's close. But if he loses on Saturday.
I want Scotty D to have it. That's it.
Hit the sounder.
No, it's not a lie.
That was a lie.
I want Bellarmine to have it.
You will not go to one Bellarmine game
this year. I bet I will.
Okay.
That was a lie.
I'll go to a couple.
He'll go and he'll sit in the suite
you'll go
and
to a couple.
With us.
I'll take that bet. I'll take 1.5. Yeah, there it is. You know you'll go to one. You know you ain't going to two.
We'll see. You know, the winter's not as busy. I might have some time.
It's not about time. It's about you getting off the couch and doing it.
No, it is. Yeah. No, 100% is about me.
Again, we went to a game. Strieble dissed me and Jason Ikey and Cooper San to go to the AD suite and eat chicken tenders. That's what happened. Wasn't there popcorn or something there?
Popcorn, little tendies, some chips. I came back over. I did one half in the AD suite and then the other half with you guys.
That was a lie.
With the peasants, Jack.
No,
Jackson's right behind the bench. Right,
yeah.
Where's Scotty D? Yeah,
he gets the super treatment. The Cooper used to be the Cooper treatment. That's what Jack gets now. Cooper's out. Jack's in.
Texas says, "I know Ethan. Ethan only has 5 stars." Texter says,
wow.
"Ethan's going to bring a sixth-year senior transfer."
Well, you know what?
But will it be Illinois State or will it be from a big boy program?
Illinois State or Texas Tech?
Texter says, "Maddie Banks said the bar's packed. Should be a good crowd." Texas says Strieble got caught again in Shannon Cogan's DMs.
I've never spoken to her, ever. The same Shannon Cogan texter.
Texas says CJ Frederick's going to hit 10 threes in this game, totally.
Totally,
He's
going
to be 7 for 8, Jack.
Like 40 points.
It's going to raise his percentage up, and it's not going to mean anything because it's going to be against Howard Duquesne in
North Florida. Yeah.
I can't wait for it.
Exactly
I just can't wait for it. Yeah. I need Kentucky to look. I need them to look as good as they could look today just for the pure comedy. And then against UCLA, they'll lose 66-58. It's what I need.
It kind of feels like that's the way the season's going. I mean, I'm sure you read the Athletic article today with all the clips in it. Did you read that?
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I did.
I did not read it.
Yeah.
I really didn't. Pigman just got a yellow.
Oh, wow.
He is a man, half pig. Thomas Muner does it again.
The Pigman.
He is the Pigman.
I do like his mask.
Mask is badass. That's what Jack needs to wear tonight. Talk to women in a mask.
Yeah, that would be awesome. You have a cool story behind it. Like
some Vader's son.
Yeah,
I was in Boy Meets World.
I was in Boy Meets World.
Remember the kid that was?
Yeah.
It's a musty reference, man. Me and Robin talked about that earlier this
week.
Y'all
talked about Boy Meets World? That's awesome.
Texas says Lee Sterling gave a hot take on Louisville Cincinnati. What's the hot take?
Yeah.
The Louisville stinks? I don't have a hot take. Louisville stinks.
The hot take would be Louisville covers the number.
No, the hot take would be, well, I mean, who knows?
8.5, is that what it is?
Cincinnati's bad, man. Louisville's bad, but Cincinnati's bad.
Yeah. It's
Jack, how much basketball did you watch last night? Did you watch that? You watched that Creighton game?
Of course I watched that Shireman, Creighton game.
Shireman, Cal. Yeah. Yep. All these Kentucky fans, he got Reeves instead of Shireman. Cal blew it again. Like, all right.
I'm not buying into Shireman.
Did you watch Shireman last night?
I did not watch Shireman.
Arkansas is going to be great by the end of the year, though.
So you haven't seen Shireman.
He's on TV here one day. I watched him a little bit.
Yeah, but Strebel, I mean just, these are big games he's playing well in.
Yeah.
And you're just writing it off, but you haven't seen it.
He can see Shireman at 5 today. They play in the Maui final.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, the Maui Invitational final. Then you'll get the last place game at 7:30. How about that?
It is the last place game.
The last place game. It's Cincinnati versus Louisville. Is it Ohio State and Texas Tech? They're on right now, right?
They are.
Oh, I need to turn that on.
It's an exciting game.
Don't you Americans know what's going on today?
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the World Cup.
Ohio State's
this
four
is where the
time.
World gets together. Settle down, Vitality Boy. You and your handball hand scan. You Americans are pigs.
Pigs.
Today is about taking off work, drinking a pint, and watching some footy.
Yeah, some footy in Qatar.
Yes, in Qatar.
I did watch.
Where they have control over your phones.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, then apparently you live.
Buddy mine's like, you think they're looking for nudes? I'm like, nah, I think they're probably looking to steal your bank account and find a reason to behead you.
Yeah, that's exactly.
If I had to guess,
any slight criticism of their government or way
of
life.
I think they're getting ready to imprison you for 10 years. That's what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a burner to Qatar.
You would. You had to get one of those like old burner phones that you buy at the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
Pick one of those,
you've done it before.
Pre-pre-pay.
Yeah, so you've done it before. Right. Yeah.
Way back in the day, I did, of course, because that's, you know, before I had a cell phone, I'd get these little burner phones. And I finally got one.
You had burner phones?
Yeah. But not like to have.
We need to dive into
not
this.
Not to have, like, burner phones. Just because I didn't have a phone yet. So I'd buy the.
But you went
ones.
To the gas station and bought the burner phone.
Yeah. They're like $10, man. They were cheap. You just buy it. And you're like, okay. You have like so many hours you could use it, then you're done.
This is old Strebel when he was Gator.
Yeah.
When he was Gator. Large amounts of meth across Dixie Highway.
Like freshman year of college.
A freshman year of college at Campbell's Dump with a fake phone.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take an early break here. Actually, let's not do that. Lee Sterling's coming up in 10 minutes. So let's do this. Two things that I want to talk about as we go today. Obviously, Governor's Cup coming up. We'll talk with Pat Forty about that. Blitz at 4:30. We'll talk with Ty Spalding, John Hale about that, the Stoops contract, and everything else. Two things. Number one being this. You know, I've listened to a lot of analysis, about Kenny Payne. And, you know, it seems as if there's just a group of people that is going to ignore everything and that will move the goalpost as much as they humanly can to avoid criticism to Kenny Payne. And I don't know if that's 5, 10, 15, 20%, 30, you know, I don't know what that is. But, you know, so I'm taking them into account. There's obviously a group that's the other way, and then there's everybody else. I think my question for you guys that I want you to ponder, we'll talk with Pat about this, and then Friday maybe talk to Rick Bozich about this, is, and it's very simple, and we've talked around it, what do we think happens with this? Like it's a very simple question for me to pose,
right?
And we really haven't posed it because we've been afraid, because we understand. And I'm not asking you to say he should be fired. He should not be fired. I'm not talking about that.
No.
Right now, what is your feeling on what happens here? This year, in the future, does he pick it up recruiting? Is it something that Kenny Payne, you know, quite frankly, regrets taking the job? Does this turn around? Does it turn around and he's average? Does it turn around and he's good, great, above average? What are the next steps here?
After.
Because the first step what is chaos. Yeah. The beginning, failure. The opening scene right now is chaos. So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, something else that I want to get to today. I want Strebel to close his eyes real quick. Close your eyes.
All right,
eyes.
They're closed.
Okay, his eyes are closed.
Yeah. Ooh.
And now I want you to remember Saturday or think about Saturday.
Okay.
Think about Stoops and Vince
him.
Merrill not wearing a headset and J.J. Yeah. Weaver and whomever is starting. A little Scangarello.
Yeah,
a little Will Levis and Cavassier smoke.
Some Juton McClain thrown
Juton
in there.
Juton McClain.
Some Levis.
Chris Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. I got it all pictured in my head right now. Brad White.
And then I want you to think of Scott Satterfield.
Oh, no. You know the first thing?
And I want you to hang on. Okay. I want you to think of Scott Satterfield saying,
of him.
Party in the locker room.
Oh, no. I don't want to think about
and
that.
And I want you to think
no.
about oh. Blankenbaker in Lexington in that locker room.
Oh, no.
Blank's going to be in the locker room, Jack.
I can't do it. He is.
Open your eyes to a different world.
It's a world
where Scott Satterfield is working fools and Mark Stoops is a $9 million buffoon.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
How different everything is right now.
It's tainted.
The world looks different right now.
It looks different. It's shifted.
There's
been a significant shift, like a continental shift.
Pangea.
Exactly. It's affected everything in my life. It's affected everything in the bluegrass. It's expected. It's changed the way we think about Mark Stoops and his outlook in the future.
Will
all
Levis.
Of a sudden, Scott Satterfield is the toast of the town.
He's the toast of the town.
No one's talking about Jeff Brohm anymore.
No one's talking about Jeff
no
Brohm until they play in a bowl game.
Yep. Which, that's
well, we'll get to
that.
I mean, I can't think of anything.
No one's talking
by
about
By the way, shame on Matt. Shame on Matt McGavick.
What
Our guy
do?
Matt McGavick's like, I just couldn't handle if they played. I'm like, dude,
oh, yes,
this is content from heaven.
Exactly.
No one cares about a random bowl game.
No.
Okay?
It's
like,
just
most
funny.
People don't care. This is great.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Vannetti loses mind.
What would Vannetti do?
Vannetti loses mind.
He would. He'd go. He'd be half Purdue,
when he's
half
not talking
March.
Gun control.
Yeah. Or Roe v. Wade.
Everyone at iHeart had Thanksgiving dinner except for Vannetti. They didn't invite him the other day.
Oh,
like, well, you know, he's out and about.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Yeah, let him go fix his hair.
He's filming a commercial.
Yeah, he's filming a commercial for somebody.
He's a bother.
Don't
him.
Tell him there's some potatoes and stuffing here
no
for him. Let's
that.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, we don't need
He'll
him
bring
the
up the other side of gun control and gay rights. Send yeah. Go get your hair filled in, big guy.
Yeah. Don't tell Dwight.
Go talk about, yeah, yeah. Go have lunch with Greg Brohm.
Yeah.
Get out of our hair.
Matt's invited, though. Mm. Shannon the dude. Is he invited?
Like, sorry, man.
Yeah.
He got lost in the mail.
He
went to my spam. No idea what happened.
Oh, I looked at the spam. It's not there either. Oh, shucks.
I had to use a spam excuse, but it was real. And I was like, man, there's no way anyone would believe this.
Right.
I was like, I had a spam issue. I wouldn't believe it, but that's the issue.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what to say. I'm like, it sounds like the dog ate my homework. That's
yeah.
all I have, though.
A manufactured excuse.
Yeah, that's all I can present to you is that crap. That is real, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, something you can pull out of the old memory box.
Pull
like,
out of the old memory box.
Yeah, it's spam. And then it's like, no, it really was spam. They don't believe you. They look at you like a liar, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all.
There you go.
Yeah.
We will break down Jack's birthday. Lee Sterling is going to join us next. We have some sound. Kentucky basketball will flex their tough muscles in about 35
yeah.
minutes. And we got you to 6 o'clock on this pre-Thanksgiving Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That would be like, I don't know, I hate bacon. I don't know. What would be
well,
the
bacon isn't kosher.
Since when do you care about that?
Yeah, I love bacon cheeseburgers.
And James Strebel.
I just love him go, bacon's not kosher, and then the next breath, I love bacon cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, Pat Forty going to join us at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Talk some college football with him. College football rankings out. Louisville in the top 25 for what? First time since 2016?
Been a while.
Man.
Been a long time.
It really has.
Yep.
Time has flown.
They celebrated it very vehemently.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
A big thank you to Witch, Jason and his team dropping off some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. To Witch Wednesday, carry out, curbside delivery. They got you covered. The two locations here in Louisville, Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing, lunch, dinner, tailgate, watch parties, whatever it may be. They got you covered. Fully staffed, open 7 days a week. Order online or that Witch app, Witch Superior Sandwiches. So we appreciate them being part of the show today. Lee Sterling going to join us here in just a second from Paramount Sports. We'll talk with him. We need to, coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll have Creighton, Arizona that we'll have to react to, and Kentucky's on in the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, they are. A little North Florida action.
A little North Florida. Is Kellen watching this game or not?
Yes, of course he's watching the game.
He's ready to go.
He's locked in. He's ready to go. When I was leaving, he's like, I'm going to be watching the game, Dad. So he's ready to roll on that. And who knows? He's been disappointed this season. So
I
don't think he's very – I mean, he's excited enough.
You guys are already packing it away
it away. Just, you know, it's a – We're unfortunately we're stuck in a wait and see pattern.
You're waiting for baseball season with Bozich.
No, I'm not. I'm waiting for this team to do something that means something. That's what I'm waiting on.
Jack, do we have Lee?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Jack started talking, giving takes. I didn't know was because we did or did not have Lee.
Right.
Lee Sterling joins us. ParamountSports.com. You can find all of his stuff there. Lee, I've been off the last few Fridays. I'm back today, even though we'll be on the air on Friday. What's going on, my friend? How are things your way? Everything good?
Great. We went 15-0 since you left, but... you haven't missed anything at all.
Well, you guys did hit what? You're 4-1 on your 45-50 unit plays. Yeah. And what was it? Was Duke on Saturday, right? Was it Virginia Tech? Who was it? Duke and what? Was it Virginia Tech?
It was Duke playing Pitt, and they covered. Pitt. And
there you go.
Probably should have won the game. We ended up so far this year, we've won 12 of 15 weeks since the start of the preseason. So a lot of people are taking money out of the bank so far this year. And it's been fun. And on these big plays, these 40 to 50 unit plays, we're now 55-19 the last 12 years. So we have another one going on Saturday, our college football blowout game of the year. If they want to get involved, if they've never been involved or for some reason, who knows why, jumped off, they can get 15 games. That's our world's famous turkey shootout. 15 games from Thursday all the way through Sunday night. Just $97, and it will include this 45-unit best bet.
Oh, well, we'll tell you more about that. But again, I mean, that's a great deal. What, Thursday through Sunday, 15 plays, $97, ParamountSports.com. ParamountSports.com. We'll keep telling you about that. Whether it be the NFL or college, anything in the last few days that surprised Lee Sterling while you were watching all these games? Anything stand out?
I mean, look at what's going on some of these quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford, second concussion, he's probably done for a while. Houston made a trade, a decision to bench Davis Mills. He's going to be done for a while. They're going to make a change there. And then also the Jets. I mean, Zach Wilson is done. Not even the backup. He'll be the quarterback.
Street clothes. Active.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that he just lost it, I mean, mentally. So they're going to try to rehab him, maybe have him play later in the year, or even possibly wait until next year. It's going to be Mike White's team. So you guys are familiar with him up your way.
Oh, yeah.
Western Kentucky, and he played down here. Saw him in high school when he played down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So that's going to be exciting. So the good teams seem to be getting better. The bad teams, well, it's time to plan for next year.
Yeah, I'm a New York Giants fan, and I'm worried that the magic dust has worn off. Cowboys this week.
And all
week.
The injuries.
Well, it's ridiculous. Cowboys coming up. They always lose to the Cowboys. It doesn't matter how good or bad they are. Two games coming up with the Eagles, Vikings as well. It's not going to be easy. Again, Lee Sterling with us, ParamountSports.com. We got five games to discuss, so let's jump into it, Lee. I'm looking at Clemson. I'm looking at South Carolina, 14.5. I don't know if the public likes Clemson. On the other end, you have South Carolina just absolutely ended any momentum that Josh Heupel and Tennessee had. What do you make of this game? It hasn't been close in the last several years. Maybe it can be this time or not, maybe. What do you think?
Well, Spencer Rattler, that game, where that came from, who knows? He probably hadn't a game like that since grade school. Maybe that's why he was, you know, listed as a five-star recruit. But remember, this is still the team that a couple games ago scored 10 and 6 points against Missouri and Florida. Very inconsistent, playing huge back-to-back, highly ranked opponents. When you're unranked, that's going to be really tough here. Clemson's so consistent. They got their one bad game out of their system. I like Clemson 34-13.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting game. You know, Shane Beamer, if he keeps that close or wins that game, you're looking around. I know Kentucky fans would be like saying, what's going on here? South Carolina, I mean, another team in the SEC that can seemingly play. All right, the big one, we're going to have Pat Forty coming up in 25 minutes. He's done a lot of reporting on this. Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan running back injury issues there. Ohio State favored by 7.5. This one, just like last year, it means everything to this team. These two teams, and now just a little bit more. What do you make of this one on Saturday?
Yeah, so two important factors in this game, weather. So it looked like early in the week it was going to be raining Saturday. Well, the new forecast has it not raining now until Sunday, so weather will be low 50s and clear and sunny. That certainly probably favors Ohio State. And also, Michigan possibly losing Blake Corum, or if Blake Corum's only about 75-80% tries to play, another big factor here that benefits Ohio State. Yeah, in fact, the top two running backs of both teams are not 100%. So if they have to go to the air, I think it favors Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud. 35 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. Ohio State is home field, revenge for last year. They had won 7 straight before last year. Mm-hmm. I think they'd get back on their winning ways against Michigan. Ohio State 34-24.
All right, let's stay in college, the Governor's Cup. We have talked about these two teams in many different ways for the last few months, Lee. And, you know, we sit here now going into the game on Saturday, and somehow Louisville is the one ranked inside the top 25, and Kentucky is not. Kentucky very well could be on, what, a 5-game losing streak or a 4-game losing streak if they would have lost to Missouri.
Yeah.
So they have been a mess. We know the injuries. We know the offensive line. But they have owned this rivalry as of late. Malik Cunningham may not play. He definitely will not be 100%. There's a lot that goes into this game. What do you make of the Governor's Cup right now at about 3.5?
Yeah, a game I'm probably not going to play, but obviously for the show we got to pick a winner. Looking here, I think Louisville's defense, they like to seal the edges, and they're quick. The question is, can they penetrate this backfield? And I don't know if they can. Kentucky's offense, The strength is running the football with Chris Rodriguez here up the middle and off tackle. If Louisville overplays this, then Will Levis might be able to hit on some big plays here. You know, the quarterback situation for Louisville just so up in the air here. You know, only really Cunningham has done anything against SEC defenses here. So for that reason, I like Kentucky 27-20.
27-20, the Governor's Cup, and I would tend to agree. I don't think, you know, it's odd that it's one of those situations where, you know, local people would pay attention to this, but, like, Malik hasn't been good against Kentucky. So if he plays, that on its surface is like, okay, he's playing, but he's also been benched the last two times they played, and it's not been good. But Brock Doman is limited running the football defense. You mentioned the weather around Michigan. It looks like it's going to be the same here. We thought we were going to get rain on Saturday. It looks like that rain is going to push off until Sunday.
Yeah.
So we shall see there. Bengals, perhaps they get Ja'Marr Chase back. We shall see. Favored by 1.5 over the Titans. Titans are a tough team. What do you make of this one on Sunday?
Oh, rematch here from the playoff game. I think this is a circle game here for Tennessee. Cincinnati's also off a very hard-fought win against their division rival, Pittsburgh, playing the second straight road game here. Remember last year when they played Derrick Henry in the playoffs? He had been coming off being out for 2.5 months. He was not the same here. He is in top form. The only guy not in top form is their offensive coordinator, Todd Downing, who got popped with a DUI. So
after a big win,
maybe the rest might sober him up for this game here. Tennessee's on a roll. I'm going to keep riding him here, 23-17.
Colts favored by 2.5. Let's see where that spread ends. But right now, 2.5 over the Steelers. The Colts, I tell you, Jeff Saturday, if he could have got the win against the Eagles and then backed that up by beating what will be a Hall of Fame coach and Mike Tomlin, Bill Cowher and others would not have been happy about that. But you got the Colts, you got the Steelers. What do you make? What do you make of this game? This is an ugly football game. I got to be honest. This is an ugly football game.
T.J. Watt certainly helps the Steelers, but Kenny Pickett just is not where he needs to be reading defenses. I think eventually he's going to get there, but he's only, you know, played a few games. He has just 3 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. In fact, he's been sacked 14 times the last 3 games. His offensive line, when you go to a bad team, that's what happens. You're going to take your lumps. But the Colts running back, Jonathan Taylor, returning to form from last year, 231 rushing yards the last 2 weeks. Even Matt Ryan has been better the second time around here, starting at quarterback. I like Indianapolis, 24-17.
All right, Lee Sterling with us, ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741 from Thursday to Sunday. Get 15 games for $97. What that big 45-50-unit play on Saturday. Yep. Tell the people what you got cooking. Again, 800-400-9741.
Well, check out the website. Also have other videos up there. You know, there's some big games going on in college football. You know, we've got the TCU game. They're playing Iowa State. USC's playing Notre Dame. All those videos are up. But like I said, if you want to get the 15-game turkey shootout, including the college football blowout game of the year, it's a game where the line is a little above 7 points. I think a team's going to win by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Wow.
You want to get on it. You want to win. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, we'll talk with you next week. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time. Enjoy the game. Enjoy, you know, the time with family and everything else. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too so much. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone, all your listeners, your staff, everyone. Enjoy your family and be safe.
All right. Thank you so much. ParamountSports.com, Lee Sterling joining us here on this Wednesday. Keep wanting to say a Friday. Oh, it's a Wednesday.
That was one pick for the Governor's Cup.
There, you like that?
Yeah, I do like that. One check in the box for the Cats.
Check in the box for the Cats.
Yes, I do
the
like
cats.
That.
Got a check in the box for the Cats. For the Cats. Yeah. You know, Ants isn't going to be around on Saturday.
No, he's not. It's just going to be me.
You going to like that or you not going to like that?
It's always good to have an extra person in there to bounce things off of. And
even when he tells you what happened on the play because he's watching stat broadcast?
Yes, exactly.
So well, he's 10 seconds ahead of everything?
That part I won't miss.
That part you won't miss?
I won't miss him.
The World Cup analysis?
Yeah, yeah.
The World Cup being on?
Yeah, all of it.
A couple different games being on during the Governor's Cup?
I won't miss any of that.
So you won't miss any of that either?
Or his bets.
Or his Terry Wilson love? You won't miss that?
I won't miss that. but I
will. Or all this bets, okay?
The banter back and forth, and
you'll miss the banter.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you get caught up in the air, and you got to go to somebody else to, you know, bail you out, and he won't be there to bail me out. So it's going to be me solo on this. But yeah,
you'll have Wildcat Richard and a bunch of BBN bums.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, I know what would be going on.
If it's look, either way, it's going to be full calls. If it's a celebratory show, I'll have full calls. If the Cats lose, I'll have full calls. So it's not. It's one of these things where it's not me trying to do Miami of Ohio by myself. Those are two different beasts.
No.
Yeah, Miami of Ohio by myself.
Another beast.
Yes, this is a much more attractive beast.
Texas says, did Lee Sterling just bless your staff?
He did bless the staff. Who do you think he blessed the most? All the staff. Who would receive Lee's most blessings?
Me.
There you go.
Okay, How about that?
Yeah,
me.
Okay.
It better be me.
Yeah.
We have an injured guy on the pitch.
There's always an injured guy on the pitch. Always.
There's an injured guy. Yeah. You know what? Why don't we know when the end of the game is, Jack? I look up here and I never know when it's over.
There's five more minutes.
Five more minutes. And it goes for 7 minutes.
What the hell?
It'd be so like, 90. You could just stop the clock when the ball goes out of bounds and you wouldn't have to mess with stoppage time.
Jack. Yo, with stoppage time, Jack. You got to have stoppage time. You can't stop the clock during the game. Who does that? Well, what sport does
that?
That's
ridiculous.
Because the
game's exactly 90 minutes. But guess what? It's never exactly 90 minutes.
How dare you? How dare you? You see that balding man at the goal?
No, people are watching the TV with us three.
This man lives soccer.
He's mad in Charlotte right now.
He is. He should be mad. Yes. He has kicked over his suitcase.
The beautiful
game. Damn it, son of a...
I didn't know Ants was with the lady.
I didn't either.
Is that true?
If it's true, that's the best kept secret in the area.
It really is.
I had no indication that there was someone going with him. He never mentioned it to me. I swear. I promise. He never said anything. The Cat tried to go with him. He said, no, Cat, you got to stay back.
You can't go.
You can't go. No Cats on the plane. Are Cats popular in England? Is that like a popular pet? It seems like a dog.
Would Ents have a cat if they weren't popular in England?
Great answer, Jack.
It's a really good answer, Jack. That's a really good answer.
I'm trying to figure out what Strieble's doing today. He's in a great mood today. He's not worn out. I don't know if you're feeling better about the Governor's Cup or what's going on with you.
I'm feeling great about the Governor's Cup, and I'm just...
You're talking about Ents' cat? You're just going other places? What time did you go to bed last night?
I didn't go to bed till like probably 11:30 midnight.
Okay.
But
I slept in.
I got a full... You know, eight, nine hours of sleep. I didn't get up till about 8:50.
Everyone let Daddy sleep in.
Right. Exactly. My wife had to go to work, so she actually had to work today. So just me and the kids.
Oh, so the kids got up and made their own breakfast and everything?
Oh, yeah, they've been able to do that for a while.
So you're good to go. No one bothered you at all.
No one bothered me at all.
How about that?
I got up. They'd already eaten their breakfast. Kellen was already on the Xbox. The twins were downstairs building a fort, I think. So it was great.
They're building a fort?
Yeah, they're building a
that
fort.
That early in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
An early morning fort?
Early, and then when I got up, they actually went outside and played. It was great.
Should we play the Field of 68 talking about Louisville?
I saw people very mad at
Jeff my entire thing auto-populated because Twitter's terrible, and I just had my man J-Spa. Ouch. He gave us an ouch.
He did.
So I don't know. I have not heard this. I mean, I'm sure it's just talking about how bad Louisville was.
I mean,
they lost 70-38, so they're 0-5 for the first time since 1941. Like, I know what they're going to say. They're just going to – it's going to be Rob Doster and Jeff Goodman, not Jeff Gordon saying it. That's all it's going to be.
You got to give them time.
I don't think they're going to
say that. Did they say that, Jack? Did you hear this?
I haven't heard it yet.
I don't think they're going to say, you got to give it time. I think they're just going to say, they're terrible. What the hell's going on?
Jack's like, I could do better than them.
Move out of the way.
Move out of the way,
let
Fanta.
Greer and I talk about the cards.
Let Greer and I talk about the cards.
Y'all don't know. You stick with Kansas, Goodman.
Next picture's on Bill, right, Strieble?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
that's
man.
Damn right.
It's 2 minutes. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
You want to hear it?
Louisville fans were like, he's just being a hater.
Who?
Like, no, Twitter fans.
Well, they think that there's a segment that's like,
everything's fine, and
no,
if you criticize anything, you're a hater.
They're delusional, yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
This is the worst.
I feel bad for them. It's going to be a long time for them.
It is, yeah.
I just feel bad for them.
Yeah.
I hope they have stamina.
It's only like 5%.
But I hope that 5% has the stamina because it's going to be tiring.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Here we go. Here's Doster,
Oh, goodness. I should know the other face.
Doster, Goodman, and John Henson.
John Henson, that's who it
John
is.
John Henson.
I'm sitting here like, I know who this is.
Who lost
I know
Anthony
who
Davis
is.
When Kentucky was still a real program.
Thank you, Jack. The IU elitism.
By the way, I talked to another IU fan today. Very cocky.
Yeah, they are.
They're very cocky.
Yeah. You get 1 year where you have guys that can shoot, and all of a sudden, they're the best program in the world.
I still don't think they have enough guys that can shoot. Right.
There's never enough shooters, Jack.
Never.
Thank you for that analysis. Hang on.
Faves for Kenny Payne. They're 0-5. They're the first ACC team to go 0-5 since Virginia in 1960-61. They've got 36 assists and 90 turnovers in their five games, which puts them at, I think, 353 out of 363 in turnover percentage. They had the fewest points today since 1981 when they scored 42 against Cincinnati. They missed out on DJ Wagner, their top recruit. They lost them to Kentucky, their arch nemesis. It's brutal. I mean, they've got some talent. They don't have a lot. Their backup point guard is Hersey Miller, who couldn't play at Tennessee State. Right, Master P's son?
Yes.
I mean, it's awful. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm not there's some things he inherited that obviously he didn't inherit a great amount of talent. They were not great last year. Part of this goes to the previous regime and Chris Mack and their staff. They didn't leave them with a ton of really good guards or anything like that. But they do have a couple top 100 freshmen, Kamari Lands and Devin Reed. They do have one of the top transfers in Brandon Huntley Hatfield, who came over from Tennessee. They've got other top 100 players in the roster. I'm not saying top 100 players are everything, but Roosevelt Wheeler, Mike James were top 100 players. L. Ellis and Sidney. L. Ellis was like the number one JUCO player in the country. Jalen Withers is talented. They should not be this bad. They should not be this bad. It's a joke right now how bad they are, how much of an embarrassment it is, how they didn't recruit other point guards in the portal. I know they missed on a couple, but you got to have somebody in there who can handle the ball because LL is not even really a point guard, and he's forced to play 30 minutes at the point when that's really not what he is. He's a scoring guard who really should be playing off the ball as much as.
All right, there you go. How about that? Goodman raised his voice like he does at Jack. Get that podcast out now, you scum bucket.
You talk too much in that, Jack.
You talk over Greer, you scum bucket.
You son of a...
Scum bucket's a new one.
I like scum bucket.
It's musty, isn't
it? Musty, yeah.
Scum bucket.
This is to say in the 80s.
It's very musty.
They're like, Macho Man was a scum bucket when he beat up Hulk Hogan.
Macho Man was a scum bucket. Yeah, so Goodman raised his voice.
Wow, that was much more harsh than I expected it to be. I thought there'd be a little more grace to Kenny Payne, but I mean, he said some things that we've said. Like this.
The analysis is easy. The analysis on U of L is very easy.
But not many people like the new pivot is the opposite of what Goodman is saying. The new pivot from Louisville fans trying to make excuses are these players stink. They're not good. It's not Kenny Payne's fault. Where Jeff Goodman and some of the things we've been saying, like no. There's enough talent to make things respectable. Like there's enough talent to make things respectable here. He brings up players that Louisville fans were telling us how great they're going to be, how good recruits they were, and they're just not making anything look easy. They're not making anything look good. That's a different spin. That's not the spin that some Louisville fans do not want you to hear. And those are the Louisville fans that were calling Jeff Goodman a hater.
Yeah, but Louisville fans are
not all of them. Most of them agree with Jeff Goodman.
Yeah, that segment of Louisville fans is going to throw everyone under the bus, but Kenny Payne.
No matter what,
and eventually
you're exactly
they're going
right.
to throw the staff members under the bus before. Kenny Payne.
Nolan Smith, no, Danny Manning.
It'll be all their faults. They'll start at Josh Jamison.
Right.
They'll work their way to Danny Manning. No, they will do all of this. If they lose, they will find ways to denigrate everything. They'll attack NIL on the Kentucky side,
sure.
Much like the Mark Stoops in Kentucky football.
Yes.
There are many pivots for the people that are going to go all in with Kenny Payne and not be reasonable with some of their takes. They are going to have a pivot for everything. And
right.
Yes. Now, I mean, it. With that being said, part of it is the player's fault.
Oh, sure. I'm not absolving them at all. I mean, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, he doesn't look like he's invested in anything in the game or Sidney Curry. No, I'm not. Look, man, it's like what I think about Kentucky basketball offensively. It's some of the players' fault and it's some of Cal's fault. It's not a total sum on either side. There are some things that Kenny Payne could be doing, and there's some things the players could be doing. Like, L. Ellis doesn't have to take 50 shots.
Right.
But then again, the other side of it is, okay, who's he going to throw it to take a shot? I mean, it's hard to balance what's right here. Like, what's the balance of blame? And that's like the only discussion that we're going to have to be talking about as this team goes through the season is the balance of blame. Because it's not going to be a turnaround. It's not going to be, oh, there are good things here, there are good things there. It's going to be, by the end of the season, like, who is most to blame for this debacle that we're getting ready to see? I think we are seeing.
Texas says, someone tell Nikki V. Pelosi to shut up about J.J. Trainer.
Man,
Lieberman got him again today.
When you get him on this time.
God, what was it, Jack? I thought I texted you guys. I can't even remember.
The second half, that was the only thing that I saw that was positive.
No, look, I like your positivity, Nick, and all that kind of stuff. But look, that goes back even to the high school level. When teams are getting just obliterated, they're going to go to maybe just something else to just spark or look for signs of life. Maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. Oh. I don't think this is something they do consistently when they get back, if that's something they want to use. But again, that'll be kind of difficult if that's not the mindset and you don't have that from the group you have. You look at their lineup, they're not built to be a consistently pressing team. And then you worry about the backline guys because then you're playing guys that have to be rim protectors when you press, and that's not what you're getting from a guy like Curry either. And
he just blew it out of the water, man. He's like he sunk Nick's battleship.
In one throw, he knocked out the ship.
Yeah, man.
By the way, someone just texted us 437-9680. I'm sorry. This is where my brain is today. Someone just texted us this, and I clicked on the link.
Yeah, oh, it's Twitter link.
And the link, it was to Drew Franklin's Twitter. And it said, the big screen here at Rep just showed a man teaching his young daughter how to do L's down. They didn't know they were on the screen. Just a great moment in parenting captured here in Rupp Arena. And then it's a guy named Troy showing his three-month-old how to do L's down by moving his or her hand.
Oh, look at that. You got to start young, Andy. You got to start young.
That's ridiculous.
That's great.
Oh, man.
Didn't know they were on the big screen. Just caught a nice father-child moment there. Oh. You know, you had like those are the BBN scrolls. That's in the BBN scrolls.
Yes,
L's down.
Is.
Dan Itzel has them. They're in a glass case. They have alarms around.
Belgium won another winner.
Oh, there you go.
Suck on that, Ents. We keep winning, baby. We keep building, baby. We're stacking dollars, baby. Pat Forty joins us next.